Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around, thanks for that too. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the cool things you can do there if you're a small business owner or want to be. I think you'll find some things there that will help you out. Way back, ladies and gentlemen, in 1997, when I started doing this show, this is old homework because we just had Ellen Frankenberg on the show, which is one of my very first guests on the show way back in November of 97. And this hour just worked out that way, folks. We didn't plan this. We rarely plan anything around here. But this worked out this way. Another person who was on my show in the very first, maybe first 10 days, I'm going to say, and that's our good friend Karen Kerrigan. There is no greater friend to small business in the world, probably in the universe, than Karen Kerrigan. She's the president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's the president of Women Entrepreneurs, and she's got some important things to talk to us about. Karen, my friend, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim, and thank you for that very nice introduction, of course.
Well,
I didn't, you know, I'll send the check later today. No, really, thank you. You're a great friend as well. Thank you for all you do.
Well, I appreciate that. It's good to have you back as always. And first, I have to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you on being appointed to the National Advisory Committee. Now, folks, you're going to want to write this down. I'm sure. Get your pencils ready. The National Advisory Committee for Labor Provisions of U.S. Free Trade Agreements. Now, Karen, when are they going to tell you what that means?
Well, there's a commission for everything, isn't there? And I seem to get appointed to all these things, Jim. But this is, back when they were passing NAFTA, in the implementing legislation, there was a provision that there be a committee or a commission, if you will, set up to review and monitor labor provisions that are within those trade agreements. And
to make free trade fair trade, I guess.
Well, yeah, but also, to ensure, exactly, fair trade, however you want to define that, because, how it's defined on the left and the right and in the center are mm-hmm. different. So my job is to represent the business interests on this panel. There's labor union leaders and members and business and a range of other folks who are on this panel. And my job specifically is to ensure that the business interests are represented in terms of the implementation of those labor provisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't met yet. I mean, this is just new, so I'm still learning more about what it entails. But, I'm very interested in trade, and, we do support and push open access to international markets, and I do a lot of traveling, and we think commerce on an international basis leads to more collaboration and freedom and peace and all that other stuff. So this is right up my alley.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Well, congratulations, folks. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things to take away from this, at least at this early stage, Karen will continue to report to us on how this committee is going to go. But one of the things to take away from this is that Karen is the quality and the caliber of person, and is on the radar screens of some very important people and other important people in Washington D.C. And so that just gives you an example about the kind of connections that she has and the kind of influence that she has and her organization has. Karen, have we talked to you since you got back from North Africa?
You know what? Yes, we did.
I thought we did. You did. You made a trip over to North Africa. I know that. And you had a women's conference over there, didn't you?
Right. Exactly. And
has anything come of that since
then?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. The Women's Business Summit in Mideast North Africa, the MENA Women's Business Summit in Tunisia, was attended by over 200 women business owners and leaders in the Mid East and North Africa. So really it was the first conference of its kind in that region. And we did a lot of training and peer networking and
Were there Islamic women there?
Oh, yes. I mean, there was, you know, the entire audience practically was, you know, Arab women of Islamic faith. And so what's come out of that, I'll be heading off to Houston in mid-September, where the Mideast North Africa Women's Business Council will be forming as a part of the Arab Economic Summit in Houston. And so I'll be heading there and as part of a U.S. Member of that council, and we'll be working with these women who are formalizing this network.
Hold that thought, Karen. We're going to come back, and we got a lot more important things to talk with Karen Kerrigan about and what she and her organization are doing for you and me. It's a lot, by the way. 22. Stay with us. And balanced on the precipice, the more... Little Steely Dan for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, 1710. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. Karen Kerrigan is our guest and our good friend and the best friend a small business ever had, whether you know it or not. And I encourage you to check out their website. I was there this morning, actually. I was there. I go there all the time to learn some things about what Karen Kerrigan and Ray Keating, as you know, Ray's a longtime member of our Brain Trust as well. They do a lot of important work, and they post it on their website, and I encourage you to check it out. Karen, give us that website, please.
Sure. It is SBECouncil.org. SBECouncil.org.
Yeah. Karen, by the way, I understand they're going to be putting a colony on the moon before too long. Are we going to have an SBE Council branch up there for the small businesses that are going to be up there?
We'll be the first ones there. We'll have a small business organization before any small businesses, and then they'll get it right.
Would you go to the moon if I paid for it?
Oh yeah, $300 million.
Would you go?
I know. With all your success, you can just write that check out.
Well, I'm going to do two. I'm going to get two tickets. Would you like to go to the moon?
Yes, as long as they also on our way there play, you know, the background music that
exactly.
You have, Billy Dan, and you know, I mean, it's has to be right too, you know.
Seriously, I'm ready to go. I've always wanted to go to the moon, and interestingly enough, there are plenty of people around here who would like for me to make that trip as well. By the way, Karen, let's talk about.
A lot of things going on, Jim.
I know it. You got something a big healthcare project going on this week, don't you?
I do. That's tomorrow. Today, actually, I'm at the press club participating in a press conference on the U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Judge Roberts.
Right.
And responding, I think, to the criticisms of the left, particularly the latest criticisms from women, you know, who say that Judge Roberts will be bad for women's rights and for civil rights, et cetera. And I'm basically going to talk about why his temperament, his intellect, his history, I mean, his basic experience as a judge and as a lawyer is just the type of person that we need on the Supreme Court because of the cost of our legal system, because of judicial activism. And he'll bring back some balance, I think, that is needed from the judge perspective. And
how will small businesses benefit from the type of rulings, the type of decisions that he will make?
Well, you know, remember, we're talking one judge at a time because there's, you know, judges all across the country who make decisions.
We've had a lot of 5-4 splits, though.
They basically legislate from the bench as opposed to interpreting the law. And when you legislate from the bench, it creates uncertainty in the legal environment. More lawsuits result from that. There's an increase in legal costs and liability and litigiousness in general. And this increases the risks and the costs from a small business perspective. You know, Jim, that in order to have an environment that encourages entrepreneurship and small business growth, there has to be certainty and general certainty with respect to external costs. And the legal environment is key in that regard. And with the vast increase in legal costs, it now costs $246 billion in this country, which is 10 times higher than any of our closest trading partners, that puts U.S. businesses and our nation at a competitive disadvantage. Capital is going to flee the country. I mean, it's just, you know, we need to restore balance to our legal system. And Judge Roberts is the type of person, I believe, that, you know, will bring this type of balance and the type of temperament that we need for a judge sitting on the bench.
Well, they're having to, his opponents are having to really strain at gnats to, so to speak, to find anything of anything serious to object to.
Right. The latest is this whole issue where he, I think, wrote a note or, you know, made a comment in the Reagan administration on the whole issue of comparable worth. This is not equal pay for equal worth. This is essentially, you know, saying people should get paid for the same types of, you know, we should look at all jobs across the spectrum and see, you know, what skills goes into those jobs and basically set wages. I mean, it's centralized wage planning. And he, you know, basically said this is, you know, sort of a silly idea. You know, it is a very controversial idea, so much so that Justice Brennan said it was controversial, so much so that during the 80s when this started, you know, sort of getting brought up by the left, that the Democratic-controlled Labor Committee would not even consider this type of proposals. So, again, they're taking an issue of comparable worth, which is highly controversial, which is centralized wage planning, and stretching it to say that he is anti-women, anti-worker, because he doesn't support such a concept.
Right.
Well who in America would support such a concept?
Exactly. And the thing is, though, in the end, everybody admits that he's going to sail through and probably get 70-plus votes.
Yeah, and you know, but it's
so. Why don't they move on? I mean, I don't want to be naive about politics, but why wouldn't they be better off, you know, using their energy and their oxygen in other ways?
Because you know, the left is so dead set on fighting this that they have said to their Democratic members of the Senate that if you don't support us in this, or at least try,
right,
you know, that we're just basically, you know, not going to be supportive of you and other stuff.
Well, the interesting thing about Roberts is that there are people on the far right who don't like him. So,
it is true, because there are some questions in terms of what he would rule on issues.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he's a pretty balanced jurist. If you got that kind of thing going on. Stand by, Karen. We'll come back. We're going to talk about this healthcare web chat that Karen's going to have tomorrow that you may want to participate in. Tintail will be right back. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's the president and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And Karen, give us that website again, please.
Sure. It is www.sbecouncil.org.
And I encourage you folks to go there and check out the website. Join their organization. Support them. You know, you've heard me talk on the show. Maybe you've read some of the things that I've written about how to leverage your interests and the things that you want to have done for small businesses. How to use organizations like the SBE Council as levers, as leverage for you in Washington and in your state houses, and for just a really tiny little contribution, a little investment in the SB Council, which, you know, I've never heard Karen ask for any money on this show, but I know that they will take it because that's what keeps them going. They have the ability to, and they have had a number of successes in Washington, D.C. and in around the country in state houses that have helped you and me in our small businesses. And so I encourage you to support the SB Council. And I have now for a long, long time, and I will continue to do that. And Karen, again, thank you for all that you guys do for us.
Oh, great. Well, I'm not that good of a small business person if I'm not asking for money.
Well, I know, but you don't. What you don't do in a very classy way is you don't just, you know, you don't beat us up on that. I know you would like to have the funds and that people could contribute. But what is a typical membership fee? What do people typically pay for a membership?
You know, for $50 or $100, we have different, you know, there's the business startup level at $50, and
right,
then there's the $100 level, which is the most popular. And then, you know, then there's higher levels after that, and, you know, the President's Council and things of that nature. But, you know, what we like to do is, you know, I would encourage people to go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, And then you'll get what we do on a weekly basis. Every, you know, Friday you'll get our SBE Council weekly brief. And then we will, you know, we will ask you to join, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, after you receive that newsletter to see the type of work that we do to see if, in fact, you know, we are the type of organization that represents your interests.
Well, what happens, Karen, is people say, you know, small business will have, there'll be an issue in front of them and it's something maybe upsets them. And they'll say, somebody ought to do something about that. Well, folks, that somebody is Karen and her organization. And if you really believe that, you put your money where your mouth is. Karen, let's talk about this web chat you got going on tomorrow.
Sure. Well, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, has initiated a new web chat series. Every month they have a web chat series. And this month and tomorrow specifically at 1 o'clock, their web chat series will focus on health care and health coverage and affordable health coverage for small business. So I'll be a part of that web chat, as will J.P. Wyske of the Coalition for Affordable Health Insurance. And I'll be talking more on the policy and what's happening to help make insurance more affordable for small biz. And JP will do the same, but also he's got an insurance background as well. So he'll be able to address small business owners' specific questions they have, you know, about insurance coverage, what can they
do. So if you want to find out more about, if you have a question about this and you'd like to be able to ask these experts these questions, Karen, how would they tune into that?
They will go to SBA.gov, SBA.gov.
Right.
And just, you know, type in their questions. Actually, we're taking questions now, and we've got a bunch of questions already lined up. I mean, this is a big topic. People
right.
are interested in it. So folks are already sending in their questions right now. So if you go to SBA.gov, you'll be able to send in your questions. And
there's a link there that says Your Small Business Voice Live Online. Click on that, and that's where you can go there, and they can just go there and participate live to the web chat, right?
They can.
And that starts, that's tomorrow, Thursday, from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. You
okay,
got it.
Good. And Karen, what are our chances of getting Association of Health Plans passed?
You know, they passed, how many times this Congress?
169 in the House, I think. I'm being facetious, folks, but it's like
eight or nine times. But I think, and twice in this Congress. But, you know, over on the Senate side, I mean, they're making progress. They're getting, you know, new co-sponsors. They're, you know, getting, you know, more promises. They're getting folks opening more doors, more Democrats and Republicans who are open to the issue. It's just going to be really tough because, you know, the insurance interests in the Senate side, and also this whole concept of states' rights, and you've got some
right.
Republicans who are former governors and, you know, who have a concern
would
on
you,
that
would
end.
You agree, Karen, I got to wrap it up. Would you agree with me that it's one of the most important things that could happen to small businesses?
Yes, that and the Health Care Choice Act,
yep.
giving individuals the ability to buy.
Both of those things.
Yeah, across state lines, absolutely.
SBECouncil.org, that's the website you need to know about. Karen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for all you
do for us.
Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. We're not going to let her get away. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.